everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, joined this morning by...
me.
Miss Robin. Yes, she is.
Good morning, everybody.
Feeling much better today, and actually come out and set the equipment up and got us ready to roll here this morning before I rolled out of bed. So she's been doing great. Doing great. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and guns and the great outdoors and wildlife and anything related to those topics. We try to stay away from the politics of the day, unless we have to. Of course, this is the presidential election year. Things are important. Things are said. Things are happening. And if it relates to guns in particular, well, we're going to talk about that. That's for sure. So... but that's up to you. We welcome a new sponsor today, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years experience. Creative Concepts Taxidermy realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George, the owner, he specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. He's located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, and Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, in the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet. It is tremendous. With 19-foot ceilings, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size project, like Cape Buffalo and giraffes and other things that he creates. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. On weekends with an appointment, visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call them 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And that's the introduction.
I've seen some of his stuff, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
He has a muskox in the showroom, a running muskox planted on one foot.
Wow.
Yeah, balanced on one foot, and it's like that. He's got several Cape Buffalo and all kinds of ibex and, you know.
I tell you, for me, not being a hunter,
yeah,
you've given me a great love of taxidermy. I really enjoy it. I don't know why. I just really do.
Right.
And I appreciate people who really create beautiful stuff. They
yep.
take the time and put the effort into it, and he definitely does.
Yep. And he also has, you know, he's got a couple Cape Buffalo and zebras and things like that, but he, right in front of the door the other day when I was there, he had a Cape Buffalo that fell on its, somebody dropped it and fell on its nose. So it's there to be repaired, and of course he'll do that easily, no problem at all. So, yep. So there you go. That's introducing our new sponsor. So, oh, there's John George. He just texted me. Hi, John. Good morning. You're welcome to call in 410-922-6680 if you'd like. That's for anybody to call in. But since you're up and listening, John, we'll talk to you a little bit about Taxidermy Studio if you'd like. 410-922-6680. So that was kind of unplanned, but that's cool. Nice to hear from you.
Very cool.
Hey, there you go. There's our buddy John B. You can answer John.
I just did.
I figured you would. So, yeah, we enjoy taxidermy. It's one thing that Robin is, you know, she's kind of fascinated with. And then she goes with me to these taxidermy shops. You know, she looks around and sees all the different animals and all the different poses. And, of course, you're surrounded with it here in the house, honey.
Really?
Taxidermy, yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, there's some stuff around here. There's a bear, a couple bears.
We have our own personal flyway in the hallway.
We do. Yeah, I have like 30 waterfowl mounts, and a lot of them are on the walls here around us, and so not quite cool enough for the fireplace this morning. So,
you know who got me started on falling in love with it was Donnie Travis.
Yeah, Donnie's good people.
But then I've seen just so many since then. They're just so gorgeous. Like I said, Creative Concepts is just
yep.
His work blows me away.
It's beautiful, no question. So. Any callers on the line yet, Chris?
Chris is busy.
He's busy.
No callers
yet. Oh, no caller? Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, he had to put his headphones on to talk to us. So,
no,
yeah, Chris, you got a copy of the record book, right?
Yes, I do.
And did you get it?
Yeah, I got it, and I'm still looking through it, trying to understand how all this is done, but I find myself reading a lot of the stories.
Yeah.
And I also, yesterday I was out and about, and I went to one of our sponsors, Clyde's
Sports Shop. Yeah.
Clyde's Sports Shop, and I picked up a copy of Hunter's Quarterly.
Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Yes, indeed. Well, there's Captain Don. He checked in on email. He's listening from Fall River, Mass. Does anyone add anything to commercial crab seasoning? He adds extra cayenne pepper, mustard, and black pepper. That's interesting.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Well, how do you steam your crabs? Our son-in-law does ours out here in the backyard, and he starts with about 4 cans of Budweiser, and then he starts to steam them. No,
yeah, that's about right.
he uses Budweiser and vinegar and just a regular crab seasoning. And, you know, I think his thought is that if it's whatever you're steaming them in is what the liquid enhances the seasoning.
Oh, I think it does.
Yeah, he doesn't have to enhance the seasoning other than by the liquid, which is the beer and the vinegar, yeah. Here's what else he says. Pickle juice, believe it or not. Some believe it adds to the sweetness of the crab. I've heard that when barbecuing, using a vinegar mop to help tenderize the meat. But yep, well, that's true on the vinegar mop. Pickle juice has a lot of garlic in it, too, that adds to the process. That's interesting.
Well, you know, it's Jason and Brian, they always eat Jason's family started, well, as far as I know, pickles and cheese. They can't eat crabs without
pickles
and cheese.
Pickles and cheese, yeah. Usually big chunks of what kind of cheese do I like, that combo?
Colby Jack.
Colby Jack. That's good cheese. I like that Colby Jack. Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you something. We used to use nothing but pickling spices to steam shrimp. Okay?
Right.
So it gives it that. I think if you added pickling spices to your crab seasoning, that would really help it. That's my personal opinion. And we've done that here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we know that works out good. So, but that's one thing I would add would be pickling spices. You buy that little combo jar of pickling spices and throw it in there. I think it would be good. So, but that's my personal opinion. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody would like to address that question? Does anyone add anything to commercial crab seasoning? Captain Don adds extra cayenne pepper, mustard, and black pepper. Nothing wrong. Is that dry mustard, Don?
Must be dry mustard.
So
I like dry mustard in anything. I don't know why. I'm not a big mustard person on sandwiches, but you give me dry mustard and I'm in love.
Yeah. Let's see. Josh checked in. Those first four are definitely a prerequisite. Water, beer, and vinegar. Yep. So, crab seasoning. We're not going to promote one type of crab seasoning over another here. Although there is one based in Baltimore, celebrating 75 years. You guys can figure that one out. So, number two, crab seasoning is correct, Josh. That's the one with much less salt. More seasoning, less salt. So, the way I look at it. Anybody else? 410-922-6680. Want to weigh in on crab steaming already this morning? Do you make your own seasoning? Do you add the commercial crab seasoning? Yeah, beer, vinegar, water. That's kind of good. If you like a little different flavor, I like personally pickling spices. Some people add other stuff to it. But hey, Captain Don, you ever try white pepper? That's my favorite. White pepper. Black pepper is good, but I think that's in most of the seasoning. So add some white pepper if you like. He likes cayenne. That's a little hot for me.
Me too.
Yeah. So.
But I like a little cayenne. I like that.
That little buzz at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's another pepper that you can use. It's the back burn. It's not the, doesn't hit you full force in the front. Serrano? I'm not sure.
You'll have to look that one up. So thanks for weighing in on that, Josh. Glad to hear you out there listening. So. From what I can see, it's been a good dove seasoning so far, at least. Yeah. Oh, since we're on crabs, how do you keep the claws on? There's another good question.
Isn't that where they put that hole in it?
some people kill them first. Yeah.
There's a hole. I've seen it where when people steam them, there's a hole in it.
Yeah, that's one. But the other, the way the commercial places do it, they shock them. They use a car battery and water, and they put the bushel right down in there, and shock them, and then steam them immediately.
Because the thing is, when they're if they have to go in live, dead the minute. But if they're in there fighting, that's how you lose the claws.
That's right. That's how you lose the claws, thrashing around in their lives. So other people will just cover them with ice, just put them in ice, and just chill them down to where they don't move anymore. You know, when we get a half a bushel, they sit here, you know. Not necessarily outside, that you know, in the shade, or I'll set some in the room here if we're a while from the steamer getting ready to go. But you know, dump them right in there live, and there's claws all over the bottom of the steamer pot, which some people like. But yeah, you want to keep the claws on them. You got to do one of two things: either shock them, and you know, learn how to do your own shocker. Don't just do something stupid, okay? But that's what the commercial places do: is shock them. Or cool them down to the point of, you know, where they just aren't moving anymore, and put them in air cold. That's it. That's how you do it. So
we have a call.
We have a caller, John in Delaware. Ronald first. Let's talk to Ronald, and then John in Delaware. Good morning, Ronald. How you doing?
Good morning there, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
Hello, Ronald.
How are you?
We're doing good.
Wonderful, doing good. Wonderful. Well, Alan, I see y'all made out during the little storm, the little tornado that we had. This, but I know what's heading your way. I said, well, it's heading down Alan's way, down eastern or something. I said, look at this head.
Yeah, we didn't have the tornado, but we had some nasty rain, no question.
It did a little something here. I think it's the city or something.
I know it hit somewhere over in Annapolis area. A friend of mine's house, it went through there.
Wow. Y'all doing all right, huh?
Doing fine.
Miss Robin, you sound real good. Yeah, I was just telling Chris you sound real good today, Miss Robin.
I'm feeling much better, thank you. It's been a couple weeks, but we're doing good.
Uh-huh. And then Miss Ruth, you know, Miss Ruth Jack's got to keep me up, Alan, so I'm up there listening to George Norrie. And, you know, George Norrie, he's going to keep you up all night long, so he was talking about Freddie Mercury, who is from Queen there, Alan.
Oh, I wish I'd heard that.
Yeah, but I never seen Queen, though, but, you know, I had his music, though, you know, everything there.
That was my first concert I ever went to, was a Queen concert.
Oh, wow. Well, my first one, I went to Alice Cooper, and I saw Susie Quattro there, and Edgar Winters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, oh, how rock and roll with the best. And I've seen them all. I've seen lots of them, that, you know, quite a few I haven't seen, though, but, you know.
Never stop. Never stop.
Yep. All right.
Well, you tell Miss Ruth we said hi, okay?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Oh, she's up. She said you call first, and I might call second then.
All right.
Sounds good. Ronald, you have a wonderful day.
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy y'all's show. I really enjoy y'all's show. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald.
Thank you so much, Ronald.
Okay. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Now John in Delaware. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Oh, good. What's going on?
Well, there's only one way to steam a crab. You know, beer, some vinegar, and the 75-year seasoning place.
Number two, right?
Yeah. But my main call here is I went out and put up a camera, threw some corn down, and I caught some chiggers.
Oh, well, now. You caught some chiggers. Not on camera, though, on you.
Yeah, on me.
Yeah. Well, there's not much you can do about chiggers except deal with the itching.
Yeah, so, I know. I drive a truck for it, and then I'm coming down 70, you know, and it's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's got to be miserable.
Yeah, I decided to count the ones that I had, and I had over 300 of them.
Nah, I ain't got them.
I had them on both arms, both legs, you know.
They've been creeping, though, but, I mean, I had boots, socks, long pants. I just didn't put any spray on.
Yeah, you got to put that spray on, man, and that's Sawyer's is probably the best, you know.
Yeah.
So, But, you know, people have a misunderstanding about chiggers. They think that chiggers actually crawl inside. They don't. Chiggers bite you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then they drop off. They got what they needed. But whatever's in their saliva makes that little infection where they bit you, okay?
I gotcha.
So the only way to treat that is to just, you know, hydrocortisone, treat the itch, because what's going to happen eventually, that little thing is going to get infected, and when it's getting infected, that's where the itch comes from. So you got to, just got to wait them out like 2 to 3 weeks, and then you can pop out the little pustule, little dried infection. That's all that is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good as long as I ain't thinking about it, but as soon as I start thinking about it, it is.
Yeah, people put all kinds of stuff on them. They put, I think it's personally dangerous to put fingernail polish on them, because all it is a bite. So just get some anti-itch cream and deal with it for about 2 weeks. So,
right.
Now, unless you're allergic to it.
I got from Hagerstown to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've seen quite a few deer today.
Yeah.
And I hit 56 degrees tonight up that way. So.
Wow. That's getting nice. Yeah, that's getting nice. So,
there's a lot of deer out there on side roads.
No question. Yep. Yep.
All
right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
John, you have a great day.
Thanks for the opportunity to explain a little bit about chiggers. Sorry you got them.
Well, you know, at least I'm out in the woods.
I got it. See you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. How about that? Mark from Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
Welcome
back, Robin.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, that reminded me of the last caller. When I was young, my parents bought a house at the head of the Severn River. Mm-hmm. And one summer, we were brand new there. And we just laid out in the sun on beach towels, mm-hmm. and developed all these little welts that itched. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of chiggers before that. never laid out in the sun again.
Ah, well, chiggers, apparently you didn't, they don't develop from the sun, of course. You must have walked through some grass or something to get to the...
They just had, you know, it was all that sandy soil and...
Really? They did come up out of that?
It's just the way it was.
Interesting. Yeah, well, once you get them, you don't want to get them again.
You got that right.
Yeah, exactly. I used to get them in my yard in Baltimore County, just, you know, like on my ankles when I had the dog out or something like that, there'd be three or four. But, boy, I'll tell you, when I was dove hunting one day in Dorchester County, and we were on the edge of a sunflower field, and the doves were flying by, and we'd shoot, and sometimes they'd go back in the pine woods and walk back to get them, and I walked through some high grass to get, and never gave it a thought, never gave chiggers a thought. Went back into the woods to retrieve a couple doves. Coming back out, I looked at my arms, and I went, I'm in trouble, because it looked like somebody had peppered my arms. And my legs were the same way. And I had long pants on. I still got them on my legs. My grandson, at that point, had shorts on, short-sleeve shirt, T-shirt, never got a bite. But they must have been attractive to me, or attracted to me.
Something about your individual chemistry.
Possibly.
He's just so sweet.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, Laura, my daughter from Frederick, she is allergic to them. Not only if she gets bitten, she has a tremendous allergic reaction. So she's got the double whammy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Well, I called up. I was intrigued about your comment about shocking a crab with an auto battery.
That's what the commercial crab houses do. They will rig up. They'll rig up a commercial garbage can. Run some wires to it. Have a switch on the side, you know, have a toggle switch there rigged up with a car battery. And when they want to shock crabs, they'll put a couple bushels in the big commercial garbage can, turn the switch on for a second, and it shocks the crabs into lifelessness, I guess. But, you know, I guess they die instantly, and so they don't have time to struggle or shed their claws. And then they just steam. Yep.
Never knew him.
Yep.
I'm reminded of a scene from a movie with Amy Adams playing Julia Child. And I think it's called Julia and Me.
Okay.
And at one point she has to boil lobsters. And has a great moment of conscience when she thinks, how do you do that? And decides, I have to plunge them in head first so that they go quickly. They don't suffer. And of course, one slips out of her hand, ends up on, crawling around the floor, and she's got to chase after it.
It
turns into a real mess. But she actually dealt with that. The thought that it's one thing to eat an animal, it's another thing to make it suffer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of people in my cooking shows I watch have that issue when they come to cooking live lobsters and crabs. Like they've never done it before.
Never done it before, yeah.
It's pretty funny to watch.
It is.
Actually.
Yeah, it is.
Now, some people, you said some people stick them. I think they stick them, they figure out where the brain is, and they kill them just individually as they...
I can't remember. I just remember when I was growing up, somebody
like
used to do a crab. Yeah.
Like
they give them a lobotomy.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, they scramble their brain, but, you know... I
can't imagine poking each crab, but they did.
They did, yeah, they sure did. So that's another method, but the ice thing is probably the easiest for everybody. If you have a bushel of crabs and you want to throw, 10 pounds of ice on them and chill them down before you put them in the steamer, you'll probably lose less claws. Because the metabolism of a cold-blooded animal, they're still going to be alive in that ice, but,
they're going to stop.
They're just going to stop. They're not going to bang around in the pot like the ones that come flipping out of the basket, grabbing onto each other, save me, grabbing onto the basket.
You know what? When you started this,
I didn't start it.
I had such a yen for steam crabs, but I think next time I'm just going to have a crab cake and call it a day.
get them out of the basket. You grab them by the back end. They slap you with those back fins. Get off me. They know what's coming.
Okay, y'all. Now I'm dying for crabs. I'm not buying them on Labor Day weekend. So we have to wait for next weekend. But now you've all got me going on it.
Yeah. I hope you two have a wonderful holiday.
We will.
Thank you, we will.
Enjoy your crab cake, chicken.
Oh, good grief.
I never had a saltine cracker cause me any kind of
that's right.
Regret.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. I guess Ruth has been waiting to talk to us. Morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Morning, Ruth.
How you both?
Doing great.
Doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great now that I'm out of that hospital.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing so.
Sorry you were in the hospital.
I was in there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, came home Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, they treated me. Oh, the food was so good I didn't want to come home.
Uh-huh.
That's a different hospital than I've been
in. Yeah, that's a different hospital than we've ever been to. So.
Well, you
and I've worked at one.
Ones in Baltimore. When I was a child, teenager, my godmother used to cook crabs. She would steam them and then fry them, and we'd go to the neighborhood bars and sell them.
Wow. Steam them and fry them, huh?
Yeah, we had a good time. Made plenty of money.
Well, good. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. So.
We're gonna have crabs Sunday and Monday. My sister's inviting us out to Rosedale, Maryland for crabs.
Crab. Well, that sounds good.
That sounds wonderful.
Like you're gonna have a good time.
Not just plain crab.
Yep.
That sounds wonderful.
Well, good for
what
her.
Y'all gonna do for the weekend holiday?
Probably watch our grandson tomorrow.
Yep.
No plans for Monday just yet.
So. How old is he?
10 months old. Just yesterday.
Oh, he's a baby.
Oh, he's a big baby. He's a heavy baby.
Is he? Ronald got a new grandson. He's 6 months old. He's big and fat, too, and just smiles all the time.
That's this one.
He smiles all
he
the time.
He smiles all the time, and he's just chunky and handsome and is a ball to be around.
Have y'all been to the beach this summer?
No, we haven't.
Nah, not much of a beacher.
No, I like going in the fall and sitting there listening to waves. That's me.
Okay, well, I like going getting in the water.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like
fun. New bathing suit.
There you go.
Well, Ruth, you have a great holiday weekend and enjoy those crabs.
If I don't, it'll be my fault.
That's
thank
right.
You
if you know. Don't, it'll
bye-bye.
Be your fault. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
All right. What?
We've got one more call. You want to do this first, and if he could hold through the things. He can hold. Just ask Vincent if he can hold on.
I'm sure.
He's heard me.
I'm sure he heard you. I'm sure. And, you know, what's the special at Bay Country Bakery today?
They have blueberry peach cream cakes, pineapple cream cakes, topped with caramel and toasted coconut and pecans.
Okay.
And they have cheesecakes for the weekend.
So now
and
you know,
a lemon cheesecake donut of the day.
Now you know why we like to go to Bay Country Bakery, that kind of stuff.
FYI.
Yep.
They are closed Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks for letting us know that. Yep. So next week they're not open Monday through Saturday. They're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. That sounds like they're going back to their fall schedule. Not sure. But we'll find out. Maybe Dave's listening. He might clear it up on us, or maybe they're just going to be away for the weekend. I don't know. But anyway, we like to go to Bay Country Bakery. They're located on Route 50 just through Cambridge, 2951 Coastal Highway. And how you find them? You look for the big donut on the inside of the building. I mean, it's like a 10-foot pink frosted donut with sprinkles. You can't miss it. If you're through Cambridge already and you're looking for Bay Country Bakery, you're going to see the big donut because that's what sticks out. I mean, you see it from a couple hundred yards away, so you know you're getting close. Just be careful when you get there. Turn in the driveway. Turn in. There's two ways in. So, you know, if you miss the first little driveway, you can go in the main thing right there. But they're located on Route 15, Cambridge. It's called Bay Country Bakery. Stop by for a donut or a breakfast sandwich. They're open 7 to 1, except for next Monday and Tuesday. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, cakes, and breads on Delmarva Peninsula, at least, and you can grab one of those tasty breakfast sandwiches as well. So, told you what to look for, gave you your address, told you they're on Route 50 East in Cambridge. Now you can visit their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello, or visit their website, too. Guess what their website is?
BayCountryBakeries.com.
How about that? We love Bay Country Bakery.
We really do. We love the owners, the food.
Yeah, Dave and Gina, they're great folks. So there you go. Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They have the Maryland's Finest record book. We just took them some more in the other day. So make sure you stop by and get your copy right there from Bucks, Bears, Stags. But I want to talk about Browning right now. Browning Hunting Headquarters, of course, it's early goose season right now. And I want to tell you about the A5 shotgun, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. It comes in mossy oak, shadow grass blades, DuraTouch camo, has a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like your grandfather's. It's ergonomically balanced, and it's got a recoil-operated kinematic drive to reload it, to put the shells in from the chamber from the magazine into the chamber. I'll get it right one of these days. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. Now, a lot of guys are going out west. So if you want to take a look at a beautiful rifle for anything from western Maryland to western Colorado, it's the X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big game hunting perfection. This X-Bolt, wonderful rifle, very accurate, comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, and it's a traditional hunting-style rifle. That's what I'm talking about. Kind I grew up with. It's a beautiful firearm. The A5 is a great shotgun.
Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer with firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. We already told you about Creative Concepts, our new sponsor today. They'll be with us for the next 3 months. And, you know, Creative Concepts is located in Jessup. Look them up online if you want. And we'll talk more about them in the next break. We'll be right back after this.
Enjoy the sunshine today. Rain ahead for the start of the work week. Mix of clouds and sunshine for us today. A light west to northwest breeze. Seasonably warm. Mid-80s expected this afternoon. Clouds increasing tonight. Temperatures drop down into the mid-60s. Lots of clouds Monday. Afternoon showers. Cooler. Middle to upper 70s. More showers. Even a few rumbles of thunder. Monday night and Tuesday. Highs Tuesday upper 70s. Cloudy and back to the 80s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When the green of the cornstalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the goldenrod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow. When the fruit of the white oak is ready to fall, and when the hummingbird feels that old Mexico call, and when tears touch the cheeks of my sweetheart, she knows soon it's farewell to her man with the arrow and bow.
How uplifting. All right, let's move on to the callers. Lovely, lovely song. Let's talk to Victor if he's still with us. Good morning, Victor.
Vincent.
Hello.
Oh, Vincent. My apologies. How are you?
Oh, it's all right. I'm well. How are you all?
I'm good.
Doing
what's
good.
Going
how
on?
Are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you feeling?
Much better, thank you.
That's good. So I just wanted to call and wish everybody a very happy opening Squirrel Day for the state of Maryland.
Aha!
Perfect.
Are you headed out today somewhere in Carroll County?
No, sir. We're going to go across to Kent County, some property out there.
Oh, good. Well, there's plenty of squirrels there.
Yep, and there's even Delmarva squirrels. I've seen them.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to shoot those. They're still protected.
Oh, I know, yeah, but they're a sight to see if you've never seen one.
Oh, my gosh, they're amazing. They're big as a cat.
Yeah, they're huge, man.
I've never seen one in person.
You haven't?
Nope.
Well, if you ever come and get in the deer stand with me, you will.
Yep. Okay. I saw one as soon as I woke up from a nap in a deer stand. I saw a Delmarva squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty amazing. They're like they're bigger than an eastern fox squirrel. And that beautiful silver coat and the white undercoat, oh, they're just gorgeous. Gorgeous animals, and when you see them close up, you know they're they're just a beautiful animal, and no wonder they're protected, you know. And we have the only ones here on the Delmarva Peninsula. They aren't anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is amazing. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and wish you guys all a happy holiday.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I want to take this second for a moment of shameless self-promotion. Anybody that picks up the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, there's a great article in there by former fisheries director Tom O'Connell about squirrel hunting with his kids, and it leads all the way to how to skin them with a YouTube video, and then it goes to recipe for Brunswick stew. So you might want to check that out either online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com or pick up a hard copy at a store near you. There you go. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Hey, look, we don't mind sending us a picture. Do you have my email address?
Yes, sir. I got it on the it's on the website.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
Well, hopefully I get some today.
All right. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. How's the mic, Chris? Am I any better?
No, you're still a little low.
Still low?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. How's that?
There you go. Well,
there you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I had to move the mic closer to my mouth. The headphones aren't exactly comfortable today. I had skin cancer surgery yesterday on my right temple. And, of course, they got it. You know, that was probably the easiest part. But there's a little pain. It looks like... You know, when I used to play golf and I'd have an approach shot with an 8-iron or something like that and hit about an inch behind the ball, that's the kind of divot that they left after the surgery. So there's 5 or 6 stitches in there, and it's in a place where there's apparently a lot of nerves because there's a fair amount of pain associated with that. But I'm all stitched up. I'm all clear, and I got a bandage the size of that same golf ball on my head, so you know, and it's a pressure bandage to keep the pressure on the wound, and that comes off tomorrow. So sleeping is not exactly comfortable, but I'm glad that they got it, and I took yesterday off. I'm taking today a little easy, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow. So I'm supposed to not lift anything over like 5 pounds for a week. You know, anything that raises my blood pressure, they're worried about. I'm not too much. So, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
You shouldn't be talking to me.
Robinson.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you had cancer.
Oh, well, you know, it's gone.
It's not the bad one.
It's not the bad one. No.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Sorry to hear you had it anyway.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
The most important part is everybody listen and make sure they get their sunscreen on. And
yep.
Yeah. I would say first day of school season, I almost kind of have forgotten until just a little bit ago. I got thinking about before you.
Yeah.
The other car got talking about it. Forgot about it anyway, but I'm lucky going down to a buddy's and getting. Goose, and I heard some yesterday evening down.
Wow, good luck.
Yeah, maybe get something.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of them around, no question. I see them all over the shore now in my travels, flying, sitting in the fields and all that stuff. So good luck to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck out there. Don't wait too long to get out there.
Yeah, I might take care of
Have a good Labor Day weekend, Glenn.
Yeah, you too.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. See you,
Glenn. So, Joe made a remark about shocking crabs.
Uh-huh.
He's starting to get a vision of a remake of The Green Mile with the blue crab cast.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What do you think? The blue to red mile?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Something like that. I hope people get that.
I got it.
Let's talk to Scott and Glenn Burney. Good morning, Scott. How you doing? Scott left. Sorry, Scott. Call back. You were next. So, well, okay. We'll take this opportunity to
talk about Macrotech Archery. Stop by to see Glenn the other day. Yeah, stop by to see Len the other day at Macrotech. They've moved to their new location, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road. You can call it Riviera Beach. You can call it Curtis Bay. But it's just 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Once you get off the Beltway or come in off of 2, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. I think he just had his gallbladder out or something like that. That's why he wasn't in the shop there for a while.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellent. He does have a national reputation. He lectures or teaches seminars on bow tuning at the ATA, which is the Archery Trade Association trade show, wherever that is every year, teaches other shop owners how to tune bows. So he's that good. But anyway, he's tuned my Bowtech bow. Moved a little thing on my stabilizer, and man, I'll tell you, I can shoot much, much better. He recabled and he restrung my 10-point crossbow as well. And the bow technician, Corey, soft-spoken guy, but a top-notch technician. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, crossbows, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Now, crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and more. And if you ask, while you're on the range, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have. Maybe your stance is closed too much. Maybe you're not holding your arm at the right angle. Maybe you need a kisser button to correct your anchor point. You never know till you shoot and they watch you. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. Easy to remember, 789-7777. Got it, Robin?
I love it.
What's the phone number?
789-7777.
Very good. Macro knows bows, that's for sure. Let's see. Oh, I need to talk about Creative Concepts, our new sponsor.
Boy, did I luck out with that one.
Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. That's given their 30 years experience. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, North America. He's located at 7194 Montevideo Road, Jessup. He's right off Route 1. There's Royal Farms there if you want to look for that landmark. Montevideo Road, Jessup, Maryland. Creative Concepts Taxidermy is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstate system. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. A 1-ton floor crane handles the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups, too. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Yes, our big game animals, white-tailed deer, sika deer, black bears, he's mounted all of them. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or if you need an appointment on a weekend, you call for an appointment on the weekend. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Chris, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Do we have any callers in
yes,
line?
Yes, we do. Scott called back.
Scott called back. Let's talk to Scott. Good morning, Scott. Hello, Scott. Good morning, Scott. Okay.
Well, Scott again.
Not sure where Scott is. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Maybe he's playing. Do you remember the guy that used to, I don't know if you were producing at the time. Do you remember the guy that used to call and flush the toilet? Chris?
No, I don't remember him.
Yeah.
That was before my time.
Yeah, Joe, a guy by the name of Joe, he used to call. And you go, oh, let's talk to Joe. Funny. Hilarious.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Yeah. Bart Simpson thing.
Yep.
Juvenile. All right, well, we got a little time to talk about Maryland's Finest. The record book. Robin is extremely proud of this. She's been talking with hunters who call or text her or send a private message on Facebook all the time. Make sure they get their they're getting their record books that they pre-ordered or they've ordered online. And that's one of the easiest ways and fastest ways to get it, unless you're at one of the retail locations that sells them. And I can't list them all. I can't tell you all of them, but if you ask me from a certain area, I'll tell you. I know Clyde's has them. I know Chesapeake Outdoors has them. Who did we just add the other day, Robin? Somebody purchased. Oh,
Craig's Mower.
Craig's Mower up in Frederick. Yeah, Craig's Mower Repair up in Thurmont actually has them up there at the store. So if you at both locations for Craig's, if you'd like to check that out. But this is a compilation that's taken 30 years to put together. We've had all the records from all the public records from the Maryland deer reports broken down by category: whitetail deer, typical crossbow, whitetail deer, non-typical bow, such like that. Then there's about 300 animals that bucks, bears, stags measured. They're listed in there. And we've got the top 30 in every category. We've got the Boone and Crockett records. We've got the Pope and Young records. About 200 pictures of successful hunters, bow hunters, sick of deer, black bear, crossbow hunters, muzzleloader hunters, you name it. We've got them all in there. And the stories as well. You know, I'm looking at the story from the Vincent Lee Jordan buck. Killed 1974 here in Talbot County, was a state record, from non-typical record for many years. There's 900 and some bow records in there from the Pope and Young Club. So if you've ever registered a deer with Pope and Young, you're in the book. So get your copy with your name in it. Order it online at bucksbearstags.com, bucksbearstags.com, and you can check it out.
We got another message last night for somebody who's excited already about the next issue, putting his new deer in there. So.
Good. Did we respond to him?
Uh-huh, it's all taken care of.
Good, I figured you'd do that. Yes, ma'am.
Chris says Scott's having a problem with his phone. He's not playing with us.
Okay.
So,
well,
we understand, Scott.
We get it, Scott. You know, we get it. So when you get that straightened out, give us a call back. We got another hour to go, right, Chris?
Yes, we do.
Will you be here with us?
I don't know.
Dumb question, wasn't it?
Chris, you're allowed to hit him. I want me to hit him for you?
Chris has left us. Chris,
I think the left
now you're there. Asking me questions while I'm screening Richard on the phone.
So oh, Richard. Okay.
From Tennessee.
Oh, good. Good to hear from Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
How you doing, Richard?
Good. Hey, good segue when you're talking about that book, because I don't know if it was last week or a week before I told you I was you want to order one?
Yep.
Actually, my wife ordered it. I couldn't believe how quick it got here. I think it was 3 days. It was here.
Good.
Wow, that's awesome, because we've had a couple that we had a little problem with. So.
Yeah, we have a couple we mailed out on the 17th and haven't gotten yet. So.
And I am thoroughly enjoying it. I'm a slow reader. I just read a little bit at a time, of course. But so far, my favorite article, and I'm sure it will continue to be my favorite article, is Mason's First Deer Hunt.
No.
It really was a nice, well-written article, and it brought back memories of when I took my son out.
Bobby's a good guy.
Bobby is an awesome guy, and that boy Mason, he is one of the best kids I've ever met in my life. Honest. I mean, just yeah. Really good to be around. Good kid. Helps us at our shows.
Right. Yeah, it was just a really good article to read. Really enjoyed that. Well, I'm enjoying the whole book.
I mean, it wasn't about killing the biggest deer in the woods or anything like that. It was about a young man's first hunt.
Right. And that's why it hit home with me, because that was the same thing when I took my son out. We didn't come home with a deer, but, you know, it was a great hunt.
Yep. Well, appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words. We just got an email from John B., who got his. He said, truly is an outstanding book. I'm telling anybody that even likes being outdoors about it. So, that's great.
I can't wait to read the rest of it. What I'm doing, too, is going through all those pages with the records and all that, looking at the count. I'm actually surprised how few Howard County deer are in there. Because I used to hunt Howard County, and there's some monster deer in Howard.
There are.
Not that I ever killed one, but...
Right. There are. I mean, there are some tremendous deer. What surprised me the most was St. Mary's County. How many giant animals came out of St. Mary's County?
I noticed that. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not an Eastern Shore person. I don't even know where St. Mary's County is in relation to, say, Salisbury or Ocean City or stuff
straight,
like that.
Straight across the bay. It's about as far south in Maryland as you can go on the Western Shore.
Okay.
Yep. St. Mary's County. I know a lot of those folks. I mean, I know a lot of those. I do business down in St. Mary's County, a lot in Mechanicsville. As a matter of fact, Charlie Wallace, if you read about him, he's got the number one typical crossbow buck, that big giant wide thing, if you saw it in there.
Uh-huh.
I was in his house the other day. He's got another half dozen deer that need measured.
Jeez.
Yeah. And Charlie's kind of an interesting guy. He actually has the record, I guess it'd be the provincial record, like a state record, black bear for New Brunswick. Killed it like 10 years before the current guy that has the state record, and they're tied. They wouldn't give Charlie the record. They say they lost his paperwork three times, and then when a Canadian guy killed one the same size, they put the Canadian guy first and Charlie second. But Charlie had it beat 10 years prior. Isn't that interesting?
I hear the music, Al, and I know I got to run.
Okay, Richard.
But real quick, I'd be remiss if I didn't invite you and Robin down. If next time you go to Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg or something, come on down, stay here. It's not that far of a drive for you. Save you some hotel fees. You can get all my info from Chris.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Richard. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Everybody, get out, stay safe on this Labor Day weekend, and remember, wear your masks, okay? Don't let your guard down just because it's a weekend and it's a holiday.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
W. Baltimore.